Welcome to today's People's Bank. Let's talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with state climatologist Justin Glisson about the rest of winter and spring for Iowa's weather predictions.
If we look at the seasonal outlooks for December, January, February, meteorological winter, we're still in that La Nina signal that we've been in three consecutive winters. And why that's interesting is going back to 1950, we've only had two events that we've seen three consecutive years of La Nina. So in La Nina winters, we see in the climate signal an above average bullseye for weather conditions in the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes and in the Pacific Northwest. Warmer and drier behavior across the southern states. Iowa just happens to be in the middle of that. So we're not getting any clear signal. But when we go back to years in which La Nina has hung around into winter, we do see with weak La Ninas higher probabilities of higher snowpack. So that could be good in terms of stream flows, getting the Missouri and the Mississippi up, but also having a higher snowpack getting into spring to resupply the soil profiles as they freeze with soil moisture that we're going to need for the next growing season, given how dry things have been over the last 3 years with the 2020 to 2022 drought. The cold snap that we saw before the weekend of Christmas, an Arctic air blast, we saw temperatures below zero for numerous days. Soil profiles are going to freeze with that. Once you get a snowpack on top of that, it helps insulate the surface so you're not freezing soils as deep. So the depth of the snowpack and the depth of the frost layer will give us an idea as we move into spring how much water at the surface is available if we do get into a rapid melt, get into warmer temperatures, and we melt all that surface snow, but the ground still stays frozen down a few inches. That's where we get into those spring flooding events. So we'll know more when we get into late January, early February, with the climate models readjusting to current conditions, temperatures, and snowpack, but also looking forward into early spring and the potential for a shift from that La Nina pattern into what's called ENSO neutral, which is between La Nina and El Nino, which basically means near normal sea surface temperatures in the Pacific having an impact on the storm track over the United States. More so in terms of not myself being a meteorologist, but being state climatologist, of educating the public on what these events are, how often they can happen, and what things they can do to mitigate any kind of impacts that we see from those. So that kind of more drives my passion and when we're looking at weather events. But being a weather nerd, any type of active weather, you know, really gets me going, and it just reinforces the love that I have for meteorology, climatology, and those lessons that I learned very early as a young kid from my father. I was scared of the severe weather as a kid. I was a Weather Channel kid. After several springs and summers of pretty intense severe weather in St. Louis as a kid. So my dad took me aside, and we've talked about this before, and said, you either learn about all you can about the weather, or you're going to be scared the rest of your life. Here I am now. So learned it from an early age that you can't control the weather, but you can control how you face those events.
Thanks to Justin Glisson for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. People's Bank in Indianola, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Knoxville, and more. Service you expect from people you trust. Member FDIC.